The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Shining a spotlight on Huntington University and their Agricultural Studies program. Reporting from the Fort Wayne Farm Show in Fort Wayne, Indiana, I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, if you're in high school and considering a career in agriculture, then you may want to consider Huntington University in Huntington, Indiana.
I tell people I have the best job on campus. I get to show up every day and see what God's going to do to the life of an 18 to 22-year-old and do it within the aspects of agriculture is certainly an enjoyable part of my job.
And that's Nate Perry, Managing Director of the Haupert Institute of Agricultural Studies at Huntington University. He says their program is unique from other universities that also offer an agricultural studies program.
We're a Christian college. There's not a lot of Christian colleges across the country that offer a full gamut of majors in agricultural studies, from animal science to agronomy and crop science and agribusiness and ag education, and even a couple on the vet medicine side. So that's unique, and that's really what's been attracting students to us. It's not a huge campus, about 1,000 students, but a little over 10% of our student body is studying something in agriculture right now.
Even though their program has only been around for 10 years, Nate says they've grown by leaps and bounds.
People asked me 10 years ago, I think it was here at the Fort Wayne Farm Show back then, of, well, how many students are you hoping for? And I said, more than one. We've certainly have had that. That first class in 2015 was 12 students, and this year we hit 50 freshmen. And so right now we're about 120 students in our program with a little over 80 students that have graduated and are out in the fields and working in the industry. So it's been such a blessing.
Stop by the Huntington University booth at the Fort Wayne Farm Show. You can also learn more about their agricultural studies program at huntington.edu/agriculture. Huntington University booth at the Fort Wayne Farm Show. You can also learn more about their agricultural studies program at huntington.edu/agriculture.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Oh, winter still is here, unfortunately. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at the Michigan Ag Today weather update. Boy, I tell you what, I really wish we could be talking about something else right now rather than snow, but we've got strong north flow across the Great Lakes continuing. Now, I will say this. Once we get past mid-morning to early afternoon, I think the lake effect that really ramped up yesterday in southwest Michigan, I think that is diminishing as the winds die down. But we're still seeing cold air everywhere, and overnight tonight into tomorrow, we shift into more of a clipper-driven system. That means the clipper system's moving through, giving us a chance of on-again, off-again snow showers. I think we look for light snow with decent accumulations, a couple of inches in western Michigan at least, through the Friday time frame. That's one clipper that actually, it's hard to call it a clipper because it doesn't move exceptionally fast. It just sits here a little bit and rotates into Saturday. Then we have another round of moisture that wants to come through later Saturday into Sunday. So I think combined over the next few days, we can easily see a broad range of snows closer to Lake Michigan in the west. I think we end up over multiple days with probably 2 to 6, maybe 7 inches of snow farther east. We're looking at only a couple of inches here, but the idea is there's snow around pretty well constant in some way, shape, or form, whether it's flurries or an actual squall from overnight tonight right on through a Sunday. I think we diminish that moisture a little bit as we get into next week, not right away Monday, but probably Monday night into Tuesday. Unfortunately, if we diminish the overall system moisture, we increase lake effect, and I think that's going to be a story with some west winds pretty strong Tuesday, Wednesday. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking back at the grain and livestock markets from Wednesday, it's Andy Eubank and Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. They spoke at the close of trade Wednesday.
It continues the aftermath of the USDA report from Monday, trying to climb out from under that. And Tom, we did work higher through a good part of the Wednesday session. Not necessarily an impressive move, but has the tide begun to turn a little?
No, I don't think so, Andy. You know, if anything, you know, this is given the, well, in the case of corn, the severity of the break that the USDA data prompted. Yeah, from, you know, the market's worthy of a bounce. Okay. You know, you have to remember U.S. corn origin is the cheapest corn out there, but the USDA told us we have plenty of it to go around. So in that regard, you can see, you know, bull spreads trying to work. The flat price bounces a little bit, but if you, you know, if you followed the, you know, the intermarket, or the, I should say the intramarket price action, it wasn't very good today.
Once again, Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. Checking the grain and livestock markets Wednesday, March corn up 2.25 at 422, May corn 2 cents higher, 429.75. March beans gaining 3.75 at 1042.5. May beans 3 cents higher at 1055, and March wheat up 2 cents to 512.5. In the livestock markets Wednesday, February live cattle dropping $2.10 to $235.15, but February lean hogs closed $1.07 higher at $85.70. Reporting from the Fort Wayne Farm Show in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum, I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.